Today's daf is daf Ayin Tes. So the very top, the Mishnah tells us that Hayisah Omedes al Rosh Hagag, if the wife is standing on the top of the roof, Vizarkala, and the husband throws her the get, Kevin Shigila Avir Hagag, once it reaches the airspace of the roof, even though it hasn't yet landed, Harezu Migreshes. That's a good get. That's considered within her property, and it's a kinin for her, and it's a Nasan Biyada. It's a good get. Hu Milamala, if he's standing on the top, Vihi Milamata, but she's on the bottom, Vizarkala, he throws it down to her on the bottom. Kevin Shiyotza Mishusa Gag. The moment it leaves the airspace of the Gag, now it's on top, above the Chatzir below where she is. The halacha is Nimhako Nisaf Harezem Migreshes. Even if it were to get erased, were to get burned in the air before it actually lands, the halacha is that it's a good get. So the Mara asks, V'hala Minter, how is that true in the first case? When he throws it up to her when she's on the roof, and it goes above her airspace, hovering above her, how is that a good get? That's not Minter, it's not Shomer, she's not watching over that. How could that be considered a Kabbalah on her hand? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Bagag Chiyeshlo Maki Askin, and we're talking about where it's fenced in. So it went above the fence, and now it's within the area, even though it didn't yet land, but still protected from the fence. That's considered Shmir, it's considered Nesina, and therefore a good get. Ula bar Menashe Mishmeda Bivimi Amar. He says, no, the answer is not, even without a maka, it could be a case, Hacha Bepachlas Mishlosha Samach Lagagaskinam. It's talking about a case where it's within three tvachim, it's already landing, it's so close to the bottom, three tvachim within the bottom of the gag, the top of the gag, the floor of the roof. Dechol Pachlas Mishlosha Samach Lagag Kegag Dami. The halacha is, we have this in Hachal Shabbos and elsewhere, that when it's within three tvachim from the ground, it's as if it actually landed already. And therefore, it's as if it's, I guess it's considered shamor and a good nesina and a good get. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Hula Milamal, if the husband's on the top and she's on the bottom and he throws it to her, and the moment it leaves the airspace of the roof, even though it's 100 feet up in the air above the chatzer, we said it's a good get. But Hula Minter, how could that be? It's not protected. The wind could blow it elsewhere, it could get erased, it could get burnt. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kigon Shehayu Mechitos Hatachtonos Odvos Al Ha'el Yonos. It's talking about a situation where the wall, the fence of the bottom, is above the roof. So I think there's an image here. Yeah, so I'm not sure it's going to help so much. There are a few different pshatim apparently. But when he throws it on top, from the roof over the wall, so that wall now, once it gets over that wall, now it's in the chatzer of where she's standing, and it's considered protected in her area, and that's why it's considered a good nesina. V'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yeshaya, Kegon Shehayu Mechitos HaTachtonos, Odvos HaHelyonos, same thing, that the walls of the bottom chatzer are above the top walls of the Gag. V'chein,
it's three walls.
According to Tosos, right? Tosos has a few different scenarios, yeah.
Because we said the minute he throws it from her, from his rishus to her rishus, if it's going over that wall, I was thinking this, and so Tosos, it's still above the, has to be above that fence. If it's a fence between his property and her property, there's still a moment where it's above that fence when they threw it over. But if you say it's three walls, so he could have just thrown it like this, but there's massive walls around, and then it still protects it even the moment.
I gotcha. Right. So that's perhaps what Tosas is saying. But I'm saying Tosas Shita is that when we say the walls are higher than the roof, it's only the three walls. So let's say, for example, let's say this is the roof, and this is the chatzer down here. So we're talking about now where this wall is higher up. Somehow where these walls are higher up. So let's say it just goes straight. Once it crosses over this line here, it's within the three walls here, protected from the chatzer. But it's talking about where this wall is also high up. So then if you throw it above that wall, so that moment it's still not protected yet. There's a moment where it's not protected. Even though it left the roof, it's not within the walls yet.
When you lift your hand.
Exactly. So the only way to have it be immediate when he throws it, when it leaves the roof, is only if that the wall in between the roof and the chatzer is low down, but the other walls are high up. So it's within that shmir. That's one of the pshatim of Tosfos. V'chein Amar Ula Amar B'yochanan Kigon Shehayu Mechitos HaTachtonos Otos HaAlyonos says the same exact thing. So Amar Le Rabbi Abba Le'ula Kiman, who holds like this, that this works, that even though it's still hovering in the air, it's considered a good nesina. It must be Kirabi. Damar Kluta Kamish Hunchadami. It's a sugya that's found in the first parak of Shabbos and elsewhere, that when something is above the ground, it's as if it's actually landed, even though it actually didn't land. But we view it Kamish Hunchadami. So Amar Le, so Rashi gives the example of this case is that So let's say I'm standing in the Rosh Hashanah, and you're standing Rosh Hashanah, or you're not even standing, but there's a Rosh Hashanah, and here's a Rosh Hashanah in between. If I throw it over there, over the Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not actually going to stop here, it goes right to the Rosh Hashanah, so there might not be an Isser Deraisa, because there are two types of Isurim Deraisa when it comes to Hotzah. Either if a person goes Dal Amos in Rosh Hashanah, we're not talking about there, we're talking about he throws from one spot to another spot, not Dalet Amos. But the other issue is going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Just even though it's less than Dalet Amos, changing different Rishios. So if I throw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and there's Rosh Hashanah in between, we view that as stopping over for a moment, whereby I'll violate the Isser from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Says Chacham, there's no Isser because it never dropped in Rosh Hashanah. But the Rebbe says, since it passed over, we view it as if it did take a little rest stop there, and it goes from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and then again from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, that's two Isurim deraisa of Hotzah. So Rebbe is the opinion who holds that Kluta is Kemisha Hunchadami. Gemara says, now Amarlei, the response back is, that's with regarding Hilcha Shabbos. When it comes to the Gittin, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan could be our author of this Mishnah. Ad kan lo pligi Rabban aled Rebbe. Rabban only argue with Rebbe. Le'inyan Shabbos with regards to the Isser of Shabbos. Aval ha'cha mishum intura v'hu v'ha kamintur. He only argues, Rabban only argue in Rebbe because when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, what's the criteria you need to violate Isser Hotzah? You need a, what's the klal? A kir v'hanacha. So there's no hanacha. So Rebbe said, Rabban said, there's no hanacha there, so there's no Isser Shabbos. When it comes to Gittin, you don't need Hanacha, you need Shmira. So as long as it's in her airspace, within the walls, even though it hasn't rested yet, it's still protected, and therefore that's been accomplished, even though it's in the air. So the Gemara says further now, V'chein Amar, Rabbi Asi, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Yikigon Shehayu Mechitzos HaTachtonos Otvos HaAlyonos, he says the same thing, where the outer walls are above the inner walls, or the roof walls. Amalei Rabbi Yizir, the Rabbi Asi, Kiman, who holds this way, again, Ki Rabbi, Damar Kluta, Kimishun Chadamir. So he says back again the same thing we saw before. Afilu tamer rabban, even the rabban could be our author. Ad kan lo pligi rabban aled Rebbe in Shabbos. Rabban only argued by Shabbos because it didn't actually rest. There's no hanacha. Aval hacha, when it comes to gittin, mishum de inturahu v'haka mintar, and it is protected within the walls of the chatzar.
This whole thing about mintar, is this the same mintar that we were talking about before about chatzar mishnah meres ladaita? This first Tosfos talks about a different point.
I was just looking at it.
It's a different point. He's talking about what it means when the Lashon says that when it says that b'soch b'sa, whether when it's litter. But we keep using the Lashon minter. Mm-hmm. Do all deos hold that when you throw a get,
it has to be protected?
It has to be. Right. It has to be protected. It has to be something that's not going to get destroyed before it comes to her. Or is that the same thing as Mishnah Meres Ladaita? Mishnah Meres Ladaita, I thought, was more like she has to be the one that provides the protection. But it sounds like this Mintar thing is Lekulei Alma, that everybody holds there has to be some type of
accountability.
I don't know, I didn't really think about it. I'm not sure.
It's using a different Lashon, like Mintar, like this. It's not Mishnah Meres.
But Mintar is just Aramaic of Shmira. So I'm not sure if that's the if that's our proof that it's different. Minta just Aramaic of Shmira. I don't know why it would be different. To me, it would seem like it would be the same din. The reason why you need Shmira, Chatzar Mishamaris, is for her Chatzar to work as a Kinyan. She has to be there, Mishamaris, and that allows the Chatzar to work with her Das there. Here, you're saying the Shmira, it is not considered a Kabbalah, unless it's protected as well. Meaning, let's say her das is there. Let's say she's standing in the chatzar. So I hear you. It sounds like two different things. That one is her just watching over it, just being there and infusing her das. That's the mishamers we spoke about in the past. And this is that the actual cheftza has to be protected, whereby it's going to ultimately fall into the property, which is just about the completion of the maisa kinyan. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like to me. So maybe there are two different points. Okay. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Tudat Nimchak. Let's say the husband threw it to the wife, and before it actually landed down, it landed in her hand or landed in the ground, it got erased. So we said that this is going to be a good get. So Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Lo Shanu Ela Shenimchak De'achirida. This is only true if it got erased on the way down, because at least it was on the way down. Aval Nimchak De'achalia. Let's say he threw it up first, and then on the way up, it got erased. That wouldn't be good. Lo, my time at the mikar lo leminich kai. Because when he threw it upwards, it didn't have the potential to land yet. Even though we know ultimately, well, everything that goes up, of course, comes down. But still, it was on the projectile going upwards, and therefore we don't view it as falling down. But the moment it had the gravity pulling it down, and then during that yirida, it erased. Since it started with the yirida and had that potential to fall down, that was good enough to be considered a get, even though it erased before it actually got to her hand. What? Right. So even though Aliyah Litzarech L'Aliyah, you would imagine that, let's see, Rashi has a point here. Let's see. Rashi said, or Tosas rather says, look at Tosas for a second. He writes, Derech Aliyah. V'lo Dami, it's not similar to L'ha D'boi Rava B'perakam D'bob Metziah, Dafyid Beis there. Zarek Arniki B'Pesach Zeh V'yotza B'Pesach Acheres. He throws a wall through one window and goes out the other window. Mahu. Something that doesn't end up landing, it's a bit munach dami. Although, or is it not? The hacha de bederch aliyah ain doma kokach shehe omer lanuach. Here it's not so similar to bederch aliyah when it's going up, even though we know everything is going to fall down, but in the projectile upwards, it's not similar to that which is omer lanuach. I don't know why not, though. I guess something going horizontal might be a physics point. Something going horizontal is more likely to fall than something that's going upwards. And the second answer is when something is in a house, when it's covered up, mekorei, it has a ceiling, a roof on it, that's more considered omei lanuach as opposed to something that's going derech aliyah.
Charles makes the point that when it's on the way up, it's actually moving away. It's going further from her.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's ultimately going to land there, but when it's on the way up, it's really going further away.
Uh-huh.
So that's the difference between the upward and the downward.
There's no such thing as something going truly horizontal.
Right. Sure.
We once did an experiment in a science class in high school that if someone dropped something straight down like this and someone threw it off the side of the desk, they both reached the floor at the same time because gravity's pull is identical on both of them.
Right. As long as there's no horizontal push, the gravity is always constant. Was it 9? Was it 9? What's gravity? You remember? Come on, Adam. You're the math guy. 9.8. There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So gravity is always the same, no matter what. But here, since we throw it upwards, you're saying that, so the difficulty is the fact that just going away from her. As opposed to if a person throws it horizontally or downwards, it's coming closer to her, that's already can be viewed as a mice and a sina. Okay. Okay, fine. The Gemara says on Nisraf, if it gets burnt, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Lo Shanu Ela Shekadam Get Lidleika. This is only true if we said the Misha, if it gets burnt before it gets to their hand, it's actually a good get. That's only true if the get was there before the actual fire was there. Ava Kadma Dileika Leget, but if the fire was there and he threw it to her and passed over the fire and went into the fire, that's low. That doesn't work as a good get. My time may carl the shafer cause you. He threw a mamash into the fire that never had the potential to ever get to her or to her chatzar. So it comes along Amr of Chizr. Of Chizr says, Rishuyos Chalukas Begitin. When it comes to the world of Gittin, the Rishuyos, the different domains, are important. There are different distinctions among domains. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Rishuyos Chalukos Legitin is around halfway down the Rashis. Im Hishila Habal Makom Bechatzer. If the husband says, listen, I want to divorce you, and you need a place that you could be kona. I'm lending you that corner is for you in my chatzer. It's all yours to borrow. The Kabbalah's Gita, I'm going to place it in that chatzer, and you're going to be makabel to get. Lo hashilu gagal al beso. He means his chatzer, but that doesn't mean he's going to also allow his roof for his house. He said a specific place in the chatzer. But lo amrina lo kapit. We don't say he doesn't care. He'll give any place up to her to borrow in order to get the get. Whatever he said, he means dafka, that area. The trei makomos, Rashi says, this is based on the Gemara, lo mushle. A person does not lend two different places. Whatever that klal is. A person, I give you one place to borrow, I don't give you two places to borrow. So the Gemara says, so let's go through now. So again, Rav Chisda says, with Rishios Chalukas Begitin, then when it comes to the world of Gittin, we have different domains and they're all viewed separately. Amar Le Rami Barchama Le Rava Minale Le Saba. How did the Saba, I guess Rav Chisda was older, how did Rav Chisda, the elderly man, know this? Amar Le Masnizani, this is Mefurish Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Hayisa Omed, this Al Rosh Gag, if she's standing on the roof, Vizar Kalan, he throws it up to her. Kevin Shagir get la avir hagag. Once it reaches the airspace of the roof, harezem mugurzu mugureshes. That's a good gittin. So, b'mayaskin, what's the situation here? Ilema begag didah. If she's the owner of the roof, the chatzar dida, and she's the owner of the chatzar as well. It's her property. Lama li avir hagag. Why do you have to wait until it gets to the airspace of the roof? Even if it gets to the airspace of the chatzar, it's already hers. Once he throws it up, this is her chatzar. It's her avir. So it can't be where she owns both the chatzar and the gag. Ella, it must be begag didei v'chatzar didei. Maybe it's a case where the husband owns the roof and he also owns the chatzar. Ki higil avir hagag may have. So when it reaches the airspace of the roof, that's not a good kinyan. It's the husband's gag as well. It's all the husband's. Ella, pshita, must be obviously a case talking about where begag dida v'chatzar didei, where it's her roof, but it's his chatzar. So it's not until it gets to her roof does it become a good kinyan. That's the ratio. But what about the seifa now? Ema seifa. The seifa says, hula milamalav hila milamata. If he's on top and she's on the bottom, so it's when he throws it off the roof, the moment it reaches the airspace of the chatzar, it's a good kinyan. Vizarkala, he throws it to her. Kevin shiatsa mershus hagag nimcha konisaf harezim agreshus. The moment it leaves the airspace of the roof, above where she's standing on the bottom, even though later it gets erased or burnt, it's a good kinyan. So what's the case here? If it's talking about with the Reisha, the same situation where the roof is hers and the Chatzar is hers, Amay Megureshes, why is that a good Gerishin? And when it leaves her the airspace, the Chatzar in the bottom is really his Chatzar according to this understanding. If we're saying that it's her roof, his Chatzar in both the Reisha and the Seifa. Ella, it must be Bigag Didei V'Chatzar Didab. The Seifa must be where he owns the roof and she owns the chatzar, so that's why when it gets to the avir of the chatzar, it's a good kinyan because it's her chatzar. So are we to say now that the reisha is begag dida, the chatzar didei, the reisha is where it's her roof, and the sefer is gag didei, chatzar dida, but the sefer is where it's his roof. Two different scenarios here. So how could that be? With two different scenarios and one very mishnah, it has to be consistent. Ella must be lav de oshle makom de chad makom moshe inchi. Must be a situation where the husband really owns both the chatzar and the gag in both the reish and the seifa. In one case, he lent her the space of the gag, and the other space, the other situation, the seifa, he lent her the space of the chatzar. So what we see from here that he only lends one space; he doesn't lend both spaces. So when he lends to the chatzar, he only lends to the chatzar, not the roof. So it's not a good get until it gets to her chatzar that she's now borrowing, and the ratio would be the same exact case as well. That's what we're learning from here. So we see that there are chalukos, rishus are chalukos, they're distinct when it comes to the world of gittin. So the response back is, what kind of, why do you have to conclude that from this Mishnah? Amalei, midi irya? Does it have to be this way? Dilma hakadisa hakadisa. Maybe the reish and seifa are each independent cases. Reish is a case where begag dida v'chatzar dida, where she owns the roof and he owns the chatzar. And the seifa is the opposite, where begag dida, where he owns the roof v'chatzar dida, and she owns the chatzar. And therefore, there's no conclusion from here that we're talking about lending different places for her to borrow.
Wasn't Rami Bar Chama one of Rechista's son-in-laws? Maybe that's what refers
to. Oh yeah, is he? I don't know.
That the Gemara said that Rami Bar Chama and Urkva Bar Chama were married his two kids, his two daughters.
I don't remember. Where is this Gemara? Do you remember?
In Brachas.
Brachas. Oh, I should know that. You're holding in Brachas. Especially in the different personalities. You know, I'm serious. I kid you not. Every time he says one of these relationships, it's always from the Gemara and Brachas. What?
No,
it's true.
They went through a lot of them.
Let's see. Oh, very good. The Gemara in Nivamos, the Gemara in Ksuba says that Rava was the son-in-law of Rav Chista. Rava
was like a second marriage to one of Rav Chista's daughters.
Right.
But Rami Bar Chama was also.
And here we go. And also, Af Rami Bar Chama. No. It doesn't say that. He's just calling him Saba because he had to have Rava refer to him as Saba. The Gemara Nida says that Rava referred to his father-in-law as Saba. The Gemara Nida says that. So Rami Chama also referred to him as Saba because... Okay, close enough. Could be that you're right. If they didn't know bracha so well. Okay.
Look it up.
Says the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava says the last few lines of the Yamud here. Amar Rava shalosh midas begitin. There only chasiyah shesvarim. Shalosh midas begitin. Only three. There are three different midos when it comes to the world of Gittin. What does it mean, three midos when it comes to the world of Gittin? So Rashi explains, Shalosh midos begittin, chalukos midin shar isurim. That Gittin is different than other areas of isurim. What are the three areas? So the first one is, ha damar Rebbe, that which we learned earlier about Rebbe, klutok mi shehuncha, that when it's over an airspace, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, we view this as being as resting. Upligi Rabban, let Rabban argue on Rebbe. So Hani Mila in Shabbos, that machlokas only exists in the world of Shabbos, like we said earlier. Because you need a kirv hanacha, you need a mamash hanacha according to the rabbanon. Avalhacha, when it comes to the world of gittin, mishum intur, it's all about protecting it. But how minter and it is protected, so that is going to be the chilek, the first distinction between gittin and hilchos Shabbos. Distinction two, hadam rav chista not kana berushis hayachid. A person puts a little pole berushis yachid uberosh on the top of this pole. Traska, there's a certain basket that's able to hold something. The Zarek v'nach agaba, a person goes from, he's standing Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he throws a little something on top, a little ball on top of this basket on the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The lach is, afilu gavoa mea ama, even if the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is all the way up to Shemayim, chayiv, you chayiv from going from one domain to another domain, from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, lefi she Rosh Hashanah Yachid ola ad rakia. The klal is that Rosh Hashanah Yachid has no end. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we say the height is only 10 tvachim. It's not so high when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's only 10 tvachim high. When it comes to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, there's no end. It goes all the way up to the Shemayim. So a guy throws up the ball on top of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I'm imagining, you ever play funnel ball? What was it called? Funnel ball?
That's what it should be called. I don't know if it is.
Okay. Remember that going like the swim club, you had to, like this funnel ball, I think they called it. You threw it in and you had to catch whichever color it came out of. You know, you get a certain amount of points, I think. And if you drop it, you lose those. I think each person was responsible for a certain color. Anyway, so I'm imagining you throw the ball.
In Queens.
You have that in Queens. Okay. In Teaneck Swim Club, we had that. So it was far away from the pool. So you threw it up on the top of the ball. This little funnel, that's what I'm imagining here. So you throw it up on top there. It rests, even though it might be very, very high. It's an Isser, derisive hota from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Hani Mila, that's only in the world in Shabbos. When it comes to the world of Gidden, Mishum Interhu Vahalomiter, to throw a get all the way on top of this, you know, 100-foot pole with a little basket on top, that's not going to qualify because she can't protect that. That's not considered Shmir, and that will not be a good get. And then the Gemara says, the third Mida is the top of Ayin Tesam Abez, Vaha Damar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Yamud Adam Begagze, person shouldn't stand on one roof. The yiklot meg shamim migagol shechaver and start collecting rain from another guy. So imagine they have on the rooftop, let's say they're flat roofs, and they're all connected to each other. But below is my building, and below is your building. I can't start scraping up some rain on top of your building to my roof because that's going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So says the Gemara, explains shekashem shediur and chalukin milamal. They're just like below the roofs; they're separate buildings here. Takach diur and chalukin milamal. So to above the roofs, even though you can't necessarily see the difference, there are these invisible lines that are dividing the top. So that discussion is only with respect to Hani Mila Linen Shabbos. About Linen Get Mishum Kpedahu v'chuli ha'lo kapti inchu. When it comes to Gittin, people are not makbid so much. So even though we saw earlier, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says four lines down. About Begittin ha'yu lo shnei gargan. Let's say the husband owns two different roofs, two different buildings. Smuchin zelazay right next to each other. V'hishilu makom bezela kablas gittin. He gives her building A, let's say, to accept her get. The kiblasa bezeh, and she accepted it in that one. Lo amrinan hach, she accepted in the other one. Lo amrinan hach, rishu is chalukos. We don't say, he only gave you building A, he didn't give you building B. Why do we allow this to work? The hada amrin le'el, that which we said above, trei mekomos lo mushli inch. In inchi, people don't lend two different places. He lends her one building, not another building. Mishim kpeda, he's makbid. Who, yesh mashil chaser makbid al beso. Some people will lend out their field, but they won't lend out their house. Avachulihai, but Takbada, what doesn't go so far when it comes to Gog and Smuchin, two adjacent roofs, Vein Tashmish Ragil Beherin Lo Kapti Inchi. People don't really use their rooftop so much, so therefore he's not mocked, but even though he lent building rooftop A, he doesn't mind if she gets in building the rooftop B. That's the third distinction we have when it comes to the differences between Gittin and Hilchos Shabbos.
Chori has to own both of the buildings.
Yeah, exactly. He has to own both of the buildings, otherwise it wouldn't make sense. Shiloh. Yeah. So Amar Abaye, that's why it's a little bit different than the first case. That's what you're pointing out. The first case of Shabbos is two different owners of the Rishus, of collecting the rain. It has to be two different owners. And this case has to be the same owner. So it's not really so parallel.
At all.
And that, right, because if I own both rooftops on Shabbos, I'm allowed to collect from north and south of the roof. And if two people own the rooftops, then it wouldn't work by the Gin case. So it's not exactly parallel. Okay, Amar Abaye says, Shtei Chatzer Zulifnim Mizu. If there are two courtyards, one inside the next. So, Panima Shela, the inside chatzar is hers, v'chitzono Shelo, and the outside chatzar is his, umechitos hachitonos otos al hapnimos, but the outer courtyard fence is much higher than the inner courtyard fence. Halacha is, vizarko la, and he throws it to her, he's from the outside, he's outside both chateros, so he throws it in. Kevin shehigila avir mechitos hachitona, once it gets within the outer walls, which is his property though, hasn't yet gotten to hers, harezu migreshes, that actually still works, even though it hasn't yet arrived into her inner chatzer. My time, what's the reason for this? Pinimis gufa b'mechitzos hachitzona ka mintura. Because the inner chatzer is protected even by the outer wall. The outer wall protects even the inside. It's a second layer protection for her. So still, I don't understand why that works. So Einachanam in the shmir here, but it hasn't yet landed in her rishus. It's not in her chatzer for it to work as a kinyan. Shmir is there, but how does the kinyan work, the kinyan chatzer work here?
As you said, the mechitzas are really part of her chatzer because they're shmir for him.
But it's also his, though. Right, that's what they point out here. Tosis writes, apparently. Obviously, it doesn't work when it's in the chatzer. Where does Tosis say this? It can't be that case here. What he explains down here, at least, is only when it reaches the airspace of her chatzer. So what's it saying here? So what's pshat? Ah, that's the case here. Right, so it's above, let's say this is the inner, I don't want to use that, I'll use my phone. This is the inner chatzer, let's say, and this is the outer chatzer, the entire desk is. So it has to be above the inner chatzer here. But the wall's only this high. The get is here. So it's not protected yet. But it's protected by the outer walls, which go very, very high. So it's protected by the outer walls, but it has to be over the airspace of the inner chatzer.
Go over here, and then once it gets around there, that's when it's...
But it can still be high up.
But then it's chal.
It's chal. It's over the airspace, but it's protected by the outer walls, even though it's not protected by the inner walls just yet. That's what it has to be. Fantastic, Gemara. That's true when it comes to a chatzer. Mash Einkin, but kufos, as opposed to when it comes to certain boxes, the lach is different. Shtei kufos zubas tochzu. Let's say there's a box in front inside another box. Pnima shela, she owns the inner box. Vechitona shelo, and he owns the outer box. Vizarka la, and he throws it to her. Afilu higia la avir pnimas. Even if it reaches the airspace of the inner box, ainu migreshes. It doesn't work. Why? My time until halonach. It didn't rest yet. So who cares? It's the same thing by the case of the chatzah. It didn't rest either. Says Rashi, the halonach. The ein mechitas kli asuyin la'avir and lishmor, dein kli asuy ela laniach besocha. Because when it comes to a chatzer, the function of the fence is to protect the airspace. I don't want anyone looking into my field. So when it goes into the avir, it's within the mechitza, it's serving as a shmira of seeing whatever shmira is needed for a chatzer. It's there for shmira. When it comes to a box, the idea of the walls is really unnecessary. It's really about just resting on the bottom. That's really what it's all about. So as long as, if it doesn't rest, the walls have really no function when it comes to a box. That's what the Gemara is explaining. So then the Gemara says, V'chi nach mahave. But does that imply when it does rest, even when it falls in the inner box, in her box, in the inside, it's going to be a good get? V'have kelev shelokeach b'rishus mocher. We saw this the other day. Was it yesterday? We saw this, right? 2 days ago. That when the buyer's kelim are in the seller's yard, it doesn't work. So here, it's his yard. It's his. He has the outer box. It's in his property. And her box is in his property. So she can buy something. She can acquire something in his property. So it's not going to work here either, even if it does rest in her inner box. And the Gemara says, "B'maya skinam b'kupa she'ein la shulayim." It's a very interesting case. It's a box that has no bottom to it. So it's really just like four walls, just like placed with an empty bottom. You placed here, and she's placed inside there. Her box is placed inside. But neither one has a bottom to it. So when it falls inside the inner box, her box, it falls onto the ground. Her box is not resting on his box because there's no bottom to the box. And that's the case we're talking about here. Okay, so I'm not sure what kind of box it is, but it's not a very functional box. And the Mishnah tells us now, Beishami Omrim Poter Adam Isha Beget Yashan the Beis Hillel Osun. So what happens if you use an old get? Beishame says one is rather allowed to use an old get. Beis Hillel says you are not allowed to use an old get. Eze get yashan. What's called a get yashan? What's an old get? Kol shenis yachid ima me'achas shekasvela. If he writes her get, let's say on Aleph Nisan, and doesn't give it to her for a long time, and then they have yichud, let's say Tezvav Nisan, and then he gives her the get Al Sivan. That's not going to be a good get. There cannot be Yichud after the get's been written before it's been given. So Gemara explains why not. So B'maikim Mithlagi, what's the machlokas? Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Again, Beis Shammai says this is a pasul get. Beis Hillel says this is a kosher get. Beis Shammai Savri Lo Amrinan Gzeira Shema Yomru. I'm sorry, Beis Shammai says it's a good get. Savri Lo Amrinan Gzeira Shema Yomru Gita Kodem Livna. We're not concerned. Potential concern would be is that wait a second, they got divorced, you know, back in Nisan because the get says Nisan, but they had a kid later on after they got divorced a year later. How could that be? So therefore, he's not concerned with that happening. Everybody knows when the get was actually given. It was given after the child was born. They weren't divorced before that, even though the get says it was written earlier, it wasn't given them. But Beis Hillel Savri Amrinan Gzeira Shema Yomer Gita Kol Livna. The get was written 15 years ago. It has the date 15 years. And they had a child 10 years later. And the get wasn't only given until much later, after the child was born. People are going to look at the get and say, wait a second, how could this child be? The child was born out of wedlock. And Beis Hillel therefore is concerned with such a possibility. And he said one cannot use such a get. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel im Nises lo teitze. Everybody agrees. Even Beis Hillel agrees. If one were to use a get yashon b'dieved, we say if she gets used to the divorce and gets married to somebody else, we don't say get divorced. We let it slide because really, even Mikra Din, Beis Hillel agrees it's a good get. It's just a chashash. So chashash means b'lechachila, we don't allow it. But b'dieved, if she got divorced and got married, then we let her stay married. V'ikadami, others say Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel im nizgarsha tinas lechachila. No. What it means, lechachila, don't get divorced. But if she gets divorced, now that she's divorced, we say, lechachila, go ahead and get married. As opposed to the first ikadamer, it's only if she got married, we let her stay married. But if she got divorced with such a get, we don't advise her, we don't allow her to go get married until she gets another get. That's the machlokas in the two ikadamers.
Tosis brings to Rishama here that the reason Beis Shammai thinks it's shaykh, someone would have be with his wife after divorcing her, Beis Hillel holds it is. Is Lishitasam. Beis Shammai holds.
Very good.
Look at the great Tosos there.
See, Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai Savri Lo Amrinan Gzeira Shema Yomru Gita Kodem Livna. He's not concerned that person is going to say that the get came before the child. Why? Bishalmi, it says, Mefarish Dati Tamayu, that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel go according to the Shita. By the way, I think there are a few Tosos throughout Gittin that connect this famous Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel to other Machlokas within Gittin. So what's this connection? They go according to the general Shitas. The Beis Shammai Islei Beperka Megarish, the very last mission of the Masechta, we're 10 days away or so. Lo Yigarish Adam Esisha Elam Kin Masaba Dava Erva. A person is not allowed to divorce his wife unless he finds the Dava Erva. That she's disgusting in his eyes. He won't have beer, so we're not concerned if this ever happening. If he writes a get, it's only because of, on these grounds. And therefore, there's no concern of them ever having beer after this point. Even if she burns his food, she's not disgusting in his eyes, but he's allowed to divorce her however he wants, whenever he wants to. It's very possible to have bia after that point, and therefore it is a possibility that even though he once wrote the get, they could still have a tashmish again and have a child afterwards. So therefore, there is such a concern.
How far are you going?
No, I'm going to stop right now.
Gemara says that Rami Bar Chama.